The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for your high school football game of the week on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7, online at mscsports.net. Our pregame coverage is brought to you exclusively by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina. With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Online at kwu.edu. Pregame coverage begins right after these messages.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
You're listening to KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, your only source for the latest local news and information. Find us online at msconews.net.
Pre-game coverage of high school football on the MSC Sports Radio Network is brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina. With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Online at kwu.edu. Kickoff is just moments away on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester is more than just a meat processing facility. Contact them in Winchester, Kansas today to ask about their retail selection, as well as custom slaughtering and your general meat processing. Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester, Kansas. Proud to support local athletes.
It's always great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls, featuring daily specials, including smothered beef tips on Friday and turkey sliders on Saturday. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with their food and drink specials. Open until midnight on Friday and Saturday. And remember, at the Elevator, there's always time for just one more. KT's Shortstop in Winchester is your stop for cold drinks, hot drinks, snacks, fuel, and so much more. Stop in before or after the game for a snack, a beverage, and top off the tank. KT's Shortstop. They love the Chargers.
Good afternoon and welcome to Lewis Field here on the campus of Fort Hays State University in Hays, Kansas. Well, this afternoon, it's the culmination of what these guys have been working on, not just since practice started in August, but for many of them for years and years, moving toward the chance at a state championship at the Class 1A title game, pitting Jefferson County North and Conway Springs. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here, fieldside. Great to be with you. The day outside, not with the Chamber of Commerce had in mind. It is overcast. It's snowing. 25 degrees. Feels like 18. No prospect of it getting better anytime soon. And so this game is going to be played in the cold, in the wind, and in the downfalling snow. And there's not one player on either side, and probably one fan on either side, that really even cares. They're both so happy to be here today and to put together fantastic seasons that their fans and their community members have been able to enjoy. Jefferson County North coming into the game today at 11-1. And the champions of the conference, the Northeast Kansas League, Conway Springs comes into the game at 10-2. And they are also representing their conference. And here's the thing. Conway Springs, been here so many times. There are great storylines in this game. Conway Springs has been to this championship time and time and time again, but they haven't won one in a while. Matter of fact, when they were winning them, it was against the Silver Lakes of the world. When they were in Class 3A, the school has gotten smaller. They're now a 1A school, and they are back into the championship again today after 11 years of not being in the title game. For Jefferson County North, very, very different. A program that has never been to a championship before, and under head coach Jeff Schneider, they have put together a fantastic season and are pumped up and in front of a great crowd ready to go with this one this afternoon. Conway Springs, well, it was a rough start for them. They started the season at 0-2, okay? They lost to a couple of perennial, very good teams, including a state championship team from last year. We're going to be back. We've got more to talk about in the kickoff right after this.
Free State Electric Cooperative, serving 9 Northeast Kansas counties, supports local schools and athletics. Good luck, JC, in football on your run for the state title. Free State Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Good luck, JC, in football from your fans at the Barnett Family Funeral Home and Jefferson County Crematory. Care and service from the friends you know and trust. Congratulations and go Chargers.
Strong Body Shop in Atchison is here for all your auto body needs. From door dings to scratches or full-on crashes, we are here to help you out. Give us a call at 367-2457 to schedule your free estimate. Here at Strong's, we are cheering on Trey, Jaden, and the Phoenix football team as they tackle the playoffs. Go get them, boys!
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Hey, back with you here again at Davis Field on the Fort Hays State campus is Hays, Kansas. Talking about how these two teams got to this point for Conway Springs, a rough start to the season. They lost to Garden Plain and then lost to defending state champion Kingman. After that, they turned it around and have won 10 in a row to get to the title game here today. Fort Jefferson County North, they got on a roll halfway through the season, ran up against a St. Mary's team that provided JC with his only L of the year. And after that, they have rolled off 6 unanswered W's. So these two teams come in on a big run. They come in really, really with emotion and really with momentum and move into the title game here today. Well, these teams have different in history. They have very similar in styles and approach to the ball game. For Conway Springs, here's how they've done this, and here's how they've won 7 state titles already, 5 of those, again, over Silver Lake. They win them by running the football. And they run the football in, for some of us old guys, the greatest of ways is they go to the single-wing offense, and they are just going to chug down the field, and they are going to put the ball in the hands of their running back, Braden Coons. He has rushed 262 times this season for 2,500-plus yards and 21 touchdowns. Isaac Winter, he and Nathan Burnson will both carry the ball a little bit. They have both gotten into the end zone. But Braden Coons, he is the workhorse for this team. Fort Jefferson County North, as a, you can hear the Charger fans in front of us. We're on the west side of the field, by the way, the JCN side of the field, so you're going to hear them very clearly. For JCN, a little bit more of a balanced attack. Rushing the ball, it's going to be quarterback Grady Knoll, 1,164 yards, 17 touchdowns. Ethan Knoll, 867 yards, but he's got 17 touchdowns. So the Chargers will have more guys probably touching the ball and getting more runs. And while JCN is certainly not a pass-happy team, they will put the ball up a little bit more, okay, than Conway Springs will. JCN's got Ethan Knoll, 15 catches, Cameron Seaver, 13 and 10 on the season. For Connor Kearns, for Conway Springs, catching the ball,
You know, their leading receivers got less than 10 receptions on the year. Team captains are meeting on the center of the field and reenacting the flip of the coin. So we're going to see exactly who is going to have it as this snow continues to fall down. Before the game, the grounds crew here got out with like yard blowers and got the every 5 yard lines and the hash marks. And then they came back and uncovered the numbers. Now, don't get me wrong, before halftime, they're all going to be covered back up again, so it won't last too long. And there you have it. The Chargers winning the flip of the coin have elected to defer to the second half. It'll be Conway Springs football to begin things. They will defend the goal to our right, and that is going to be the south goal. Again, this field running north and south. If we're on the west side, you're going to hear the JCN fans more clearly because they are closer to us as they have been instructed to sit on the west side. On the east side is going to be the Conway Springs fans. You know you're going to hear them because they're a great bunch of fans for their team and great strong supporters, but they're going to be a little more distant as they are across the way from us, and fans have turned out in great number. And I'm going to tell you, as good as the Cardinal fans are here today, the JCN fans, I'm just kind of looking across here, probably close to double the number. So JCN has traveled, and they traveled really, really well. Out in this 25-degree snowy day, 30-32 for the barometer, and we've got a 92% chance of snow throughout this game, but a sunset of 5:17, so many of these players and families and fans hoping to be on their way home well before we get to sunset here this evening. Again, the wind is from the north northeast at 6, and that will have it going from our left to our right. It will be moving into the face of Conway Springs in the opening quarter as JCN brings his kickoff unit out of the field, and we're getting set and getting ready to go with the state championship game here this afternoon. Conway Springs is going to have a duo of return men settled in deep. And they're going to settle around their own maybe 20-yard line. It is going to be Isaac Winter, one of the return guys back there. And it looks like it's going to be Taylor Wikes is going to be the other. And we're set to go. Hope you enjoy it. The advance on the ball. The boot is away. It is in the end. And it is going to be fielded at the 19-yard line. Cutting to the right side to the 25, to the 35. Got room at the 45. Caught from behind across midfield in a touchdown saving tackle for JCN by Nick Cahill, the sophomore. That return was just a screamer right up the right side of the field. And for Conway Springs, superb field position to begin their initial possession of the afternoon. We are just underway. They're going to spot the ball down at the Charger 46-yard line. And here comes Conway Springs out of the football. You're going to have your quarterback taking the ball and will run to the left side, keeps it himself, dunks into the middle, wrapped up, carries the defenders down to around the 40-yard line and just taking the direct snap, powering his way to the left side is going to be Braden Coons. And this is what you're going to get out of him, okay? The single-wing offense. It's going to have a wingman on one side. He's going to take the direct snap, kind of like a shotgun snap. Nobody probably back there behind him, behind the line with him. And he's just going to run one side or another, and Braden Coons will pick up about 5 on that first down carry. This time he's going to keep it himself, a cut to the right side. Gets across the 40, falls forward for a couple of 3 more, and he's going to be about 1 yard short of the first down. Braden Coons has just churned and churned and churned downfield. And you talk to some of the folks from Conway Springs and saying, what's Braden going to be doing next year? Where's he going to be playing college football? They're like, you know, he's got people interested in him, but he may just go rodeo somewhere because he is also apparently absolutely a great rodeo athlete. Now, the snap is going to come to a different short man. He's going to take the ball, power inside the 30-yard line, and Nathan Burnson will move it ahead. It is going to be 1st and 10, Conway Springs. So Nathan Burnson. There's no handing off of the ball, okay? It is strictly snapped to whoever's going to run it.
First and 10 at the JCN 30-yard line. Coons will wait for the snap. They completely overload the right side. Now the snap is going to come back. Sliding right, hit behind the line of scrimmage and swarm down for a loss on the play. It's going to be Isaac Winter. So for Isaac Winter, a sweep to the right side results in the loss of a yard back to the Charger at 31-yard line, bringing up a second down and 11. Just underway in the ball game inside 10 minutes ago in the opening quarter. Conway Springs has taken the ball, moving it downfield. Now the play is going to come in with the sophomore wide receiver, Logan Osner. And Osner is going to set up as a wing on the right side. Again, motion will come to the right. Big guy's going to take the snap, missed by the first man, but not the second, third, or fourth. He'll get back to the ridge and line of scrimmage, picking up about 1 yard. Braden Coons leaves Conway Springs looking at a third down and 10 at the Charger 30-yard line. JCN defense swarming to the football, following whomever is getting the snap, watching which way they go. Now the play's going to be brought in by Elijah Howard. He's a 145-pound junior, and Elijah Howard will go as the end to the left side, and he's going to be kind of that wingman. They'll overload first to the left. Now they're going to shift everybody to the right side of the center. Third down, 10. Snap goes back. Running back goes sweep to the left side. Trying to get to the edge. Coons gets to the 30, 25, and it's going to be bumped out of bounds at the 22-yard line. But you know for Conway Springs, this is four down territory. They're inside the 25-yard line as Braden Coons will pick up about 8. They're going to spot him down at the 22. It is a fourth down, 2, and a huge defensive call early in the ballgame for JCN. Conway Springs chugging down the field after a long, long return of the opening kickoff. They got the ball in Charger territory, and they have been going from right to left and taking it just bite after bite. In the backfield, you've got Burnson, and you've also, now Burnson's going to be the running back here. They'll move Coons over to the right side. Burnson will take the snap, puts his head down, runs into the middle, picks up the first down, and shoots inside the 20, down to the 18, maybe even the 17-yard line. It is first and 10. Burnson, they call him the fullback, and he is the big man at 6'1", 220 pounds. Coons is about 6'1". He is 205. They are two big, big running backs in the backfield. And you round it out with the little guy, the running, the halfback, only at 170. Now Coons is back, ready to take the snap on a first down call. Keeps it, goes straight ahead, picks his way forward to the 15, 14, down to the 13-yard line he goes. The JCN tackle being made on each of these stops, almost by committee. JCN is going to have Carson McAfee coming up on the bottom of that stack with Ethan Noel. It'll bring up a second down, 5. 8 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Conway Springs patiently, deliberately marching downfield, second and 5. This is where they want to be. They like this. 5 yards to go, picking up 5 at a time. Burnson's going to take the snap. Gaping hole right side. Goes into the air and is met head on in the air and driven back. May have gotten a yard or so. What a great defensive play in there by Grady Noel. Get him a yard. It'll bring up a third down and 4. And Burnson really kind of made a mistake there. He was going into the right side. There was a defender there, and he looked to hurdle him. Had he gotten beyond that point, looked like there was some space. But when he left his feet, he was met head-on. Third down, 4 at the 12-yard line. Deep now in JCN territory. Dennis is going to come to Coons. Puts his hand on Burnson's back. Rides the wave downfield into the left side, and he's going to be close to the first down. The officials look left and right and look back behind them, and they're going to say, first down. You must understand, seeing the stripes, seeing the line, seeing the hash marks, it's dicey business here. It's snow-covered. The snow continues to fall. You can't see the lines particularly clearly, but the official is comfortable that it's a first down, and it'll then be a first and goal at the 7-yard line. Conway Springs inside, 7 to go in the opening quarter. First and goal. The handoff is going to be kept. It's going to be Coons, and he will go to the 5. Couple of tough yards for Braden Coons. And at the 5-yard line, Conway Springs looks at a second and goal. Tackle in the middle for Jefferson County North. Big guys filling up the slots inside. Got Andrew Baker in there. Very long time in the huddle. Yes.
Conway Springs is going to come out of the ball. JT is shuffling guys at the line of scrimmage, moving them over into the gaps. It's going to be Burnsett. Again, he hurdles at the line of scrimmage and goes in the end zone, upright touchdown. This time he hurdles at the line, comes down on his feet, and runs over and under the defender at the goal line and goes in. And with 6:16 to play in the opening quarter, Conway Springs has taken the first kickoff of the game and driven it downfield and gone into the end zone. Now they will be looking for the PAT. Unlike JCN, they will kick the point after. It'll be kicked by Eli Binge, right foot soccer style kicker, held by Isaac Winter. It is down, on its way, up, and good. And we've got a timeout of the field. In the opening quarter in the Class 1A state championship game in Hayes, 6:16 to go in the first. It is Conway Springs 7, Jefferson County North, coming up.
Angie Hughes, Farm Bureau Agency, is proud of the JCN Chargers football team. They know your operation keeps you busy year-round, and they know how important it is to have the right coverage in place. They can help you protect your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Call Farm Bureau Agent Angie Hughes in Lancaster today. FW Houston Medical Center is here for your local health care needs. With a 24/7 walk-in clinic and a variety of long-term care options, FW Houston is your premier health care choice in Jefferson County. Call 913-774-4340 to learn more.
As we return, Jefferson County North is getting set to have its first touch of the football this afternoon. And for JCN, it's going to be William Elias and Connor Kearns settling into their own 15-yard line, waiting for the kickoff. And it'll be Binge. He's been the kickoff guy for Conway Springs. At least he's been the PAT guy for Conway Springs here today. We'll make sure that he's also the long kickoff guy. Eli Binge, a sophomore, only 140 pounds. And here we go. Jefferson County North's return man going to be back at their own 16. The kick is short. Fielded by an up man at the 35-yard line. Looking for a little daylight. Looking for a block. 35. Gets to the 40. Puts his head down. And powering forward, Cameron Seaver across the 40. JCN will begin its first possession of the afternoon with good field position at their own 42-yard line. Here comes the Jeff North offense. The Chargers are going to be quarterbacked by Grady Knoll, the senior. Grady is going to have a tight end over on the left side. That is going to be Andrew Baker. Going to have two receivers to the right side, single man to the backfield, and that will be Ethan Knoll. The handoff is going to go to Ethan. He'll follow some blocking left side, slides down, puts his head down, runs over a defender. Looked like he was getting nothing. Carries it across the 45 up to the 46-yard line. Give him 4 on a first down run to the left side. Nice run by Ethan Knoll as he was very patient with that run. Did not outrun his blocking. Allowed it to develop in front of him. Got behind the big guy in front. And the Chargers being led out over to football. Looks like Zach Toole coming up over to football. It is second down, half a dozen. This time the handoff into the right side. There's nowhere to go. Bouncing around, Connor Kearns stops. He's hit again. Going to lose a yard back to the 45-yard line. That was a little misdirection play. Looked like everything was shipped into the left side. Connor comes back to the right. There was nowhere for him to be. And JCN is going to bring the play in that with William Elias on a third down and 8 call. Last guy coming in from the near sideline is going to be quarterback Grady Knowles. He comes over and visits with head coach Jeff Schneider. 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. JCN with the first touch of the football, looking at a third down, 8 from their own 45-yard line. Receivers 2 to the left side with the Chargers sending Ethan Knoll back over there. Quarterback is back, looking left, throwing left, downfield. It's a jump ball and tipped away at the 30-yard line and incomplete. Looking downfield, JCN lobs the ball high and deep. They were looking down there for Connor Kearns, but he was well defended. Batting it away is going to be Elijah Howard, the cornerback. And JCN will be looking to punt the football. Will Elias is back to kick it away. Will looking to kick it away to Taylor Wykes. Advances, gets the kick off, kind of off the side of his foot. Will bounce it to 25, 20. Nice JCN roll, 15, 14, 13-yard line, and down it's going to go there. Four, Conway Springs, by far their poorest field position of the afternoon. They'll begin their second possession of the day, first and 10, at their own 13-yard line at 4, 35 to play in the opening quarter. They're going to be huddled back very, very near the end zone. And Joseph, I know we've got spots to do. We'll get them all worked in. But this game, ground-oriented like it is and just chugging downfield, we've not seen a lot of breaks in play at this point, and we'll find them as the afternoon goes on. But right now, coming out over to football is going to be Braden Coons is going to take the snap. He's got a 30. He could go at the 50. Can they catch him from behind? They will not. Coons is going to take the snap, and the big man is going to outrun everybody to the other end of the field. That is an 87-yard kick or 87-yard sweep to the left side. And as quickly as that, Conway Springs is about to double its lead. 87 yards. And you would think, as big as Braden Coons is, that he cannot run. Well, you'd be wrong, because he just outran everybody in the defense to the other end of the field. 4:20 to go in the first. And here comes another PAT from Eli Finch. Finch waits. The snap's a little high, but they get it down. They get it up, and it's wobbly. But did it get through? No, not even close. We're going to get a timeout of the field. We're at 4:20 to go in the opening quarter here in Hayes, Kansas. It is Conway Springs 13, JCN scoreless.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Union State Bank offers banking solutions that go where you go. Download the USB mobile app, rich with features, with your convenience top of mind. Union State Bank says, good luck, Chargers. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Grandpa Gary says the phrase Jake and Boz was saying about the Chargers a few weeks back, why not us, is going to be, it was us. These boys are phenomenal to watch. Go Chargers!
Hey, welcome back to Davis Field, where Conway Springs is getting set to kick on for the second time after putting their second TD on the board, and they go up 13-0. Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Care Sports Studio, Tom Counts with you here, field side, and Jefferson County North has put themselves in exactly the same spot they were a week ago, down in Pittsburgh, Kansas, trailing 13-0 before coming back to win that game at St. Mary's Colgan. Here's the advance on the ball, and this kick is going to be kind of wobbly and rolling along, and it's going to stay in the field of play at the 22. That does going to bounce out, and it doesn't. Picked up late and brought up by Connor Kearns, and he'll be put to the ground at the 29. What happened was that ball was kicked sideways. It was kind of spinning around. It wasn't going to stay in the field of play. And then the wet field, the wet, heavy snow just grabs it. And the ball that was going to bounce out around the 22 just stopped, and Connor had to swoop down and pick it up. He was able to bring it up to the 29-yard line, and that's where JCN is going to begin its second possession of the afternoon. First and 10 Chargers at their own 29-yard line. Wind to the left side is going to be Will Elias. Wind to the near side is Ethan Knoll. Chargers got to make sure that they continue to play their game, and it's going to be Grady carrying it. That is the JCN game. He'll start the left side and gets to the 30, 31-yard line, picks up a couple. But as he tries to slash across and angle across, you know who he ran into, right? Yeah, it's Braden Coons. Braden Coons, of course, goes both ways. These small schools, guys are going to play offense and defense and special teams. And whatever else needs done. And Braden Coons, with his size and strength and athleticism, he's going to be a guy that they lean on and have leaned on all year. Going to lean on one more time again here today. Second down, 8. Here come the Chargers. A single man to the backfield behind the quarterback. They'll hand off in a little misdirection. Sweeping to the near side again. Putting on a brace. Cutting into the middle at the 35-yard line. It's getting hit and dropped right there. Connor Kearns. For the second time today, Connor gets the ball and tries to stop and cut back in. But stopping and cutting in is really difficult to do today with the wetness and the snow and the cold. And ultimately, he's probably going to have to either have a lot of room in which to cut or just try to sprint it to the outside. Chargers are going to make a duo of substitutions on this third down 4 call. JCN looks for its first and 10 of the afternoon at his own 35-yard line. It's third down 4 Chargers. Everybody in tight. Snap is back. Quarterback's going to keep it. Grady puts his head down. He'll get the first down across the 40 to the 41-yard line. Grady Noel carries the ball, moves it ahead, and it's a first and 10 Chargers. They'll move the sticks on the far sideline, and opening quarter moving briskly. We're at 2 minutes and 45 and winding to play in the first. Grady will come to the near side. Players coming in and out of the offensive huddle, bringing in what looks almost like an extra lineman for JCN and bringing Andrew Baker out. First and 10. Quickly again, it's going to be Zach up over the football, a back on either side of the QB. He will hand off left side to Easton. Gets a little room. Gets up to the 45-yard line before he stood up. So he'll pick up a right at 5 yards into the left side. Nice run by Jefferson County North and senior running back Ethan Knoll. They'll take it to the midfield stripe, second down, half dozen. And again, JCN rotates back and forth with Cohen Novinsky, the sophomore lineman. And he's going in and out with Andrew Baker's personnel, rotates in and out, plays rotate in and out. Wide to the near side, it's going to be Cameron Seaver. He's got single coverage over the top on his second down 6 call. And wraparound handoff right side, Connor. This time he will cut back into the middle again and pick up about 3. This is a play that JCN obviously very badly wants to be successful. It is the third time we've seen them run that. And this time it's going to be good for about 3, leaving the Chargers with a third down 3. And a minute 20 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 13-0 Cardinals lead over the Chargers here in the first. Jeff North will send Cameron wide to the left side. They're going to have 4 receivers to the right. Going into the backfield with Grady. Grady Noll takes a snap. Looks right. Pumps. Now he's going to run with the ball. Couple of defenders. He's going to lob it over the top. Taken by Ethan to the 45-40. Ethan cuts to the left side. Breaks a tackle to the 40. Ethan's butt race to the 35-30. Ethan hit from behind. Down to the 25-yard line goes Ethan Noll. One man to beat. And he picked a hard one to get away from, as it was Taylor Wykes, able to drag him down. And it is first and 10, Jefferson County North. So JCN moving the football, and that was a matter of the quarterback. He was going to boot to the right side. Everything had broken down. Everybody was covered. Then the defense stepped up on him. He gave this little shovel pass to Ethan, who goes all the way across the field, angled to the near sideline, or the far sideline, and it's going to be first and 10, Jefferson County North. Half a minute to go in the opening quarter, and they're going to let the clock grind down. They are. JCN not going to take another snap, and we've come to the end of one. Timeout on the field in Hayes, Kansas. State championship, Class 1A. The score, it's Conway Springs 13, Jefferson County North, nothing.
Whether it rolls down the highway or across the field, Nortonville Parts and Service is your solution for equipment repair. With a broad inventory of parts on hand and technicians with years of experience, Nortonville Parts and Service provides quality repairs and service on tractors, trucks, combines, ag equipment, even your daily driver. When your next breakdown happens, call Nortonville Parts and Service at 913-886-2960 or come by the shop at 115 Taggart Avenue. That's Nortonville Parts and Service.
Muddy Road Coon Hunters PKC Hunt, first Saturday of each month. Meals served at each hunt. Call Terry Porter, 785-424-0915 for more information. Come on down for a doggone good time, supporting all JCN athletics and activities. Go Chargers!
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Atchison, Oskaloosa, and Effingham. Locally owned and supporting all local schools, sports, and activities. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Welcome back to Hayes, Kansas. We're not done with the opening quarter. JCN, I thought was going to let the clock run out, and in fact, uses their first timeout. Quarterback is going to be back and going to be a QB draw. Here goes Grady. Bounces outside. He's at the 20, to the 15, down to the 10-yard line. It's first and goal, JCN. Grady Knoll just took the snap about a half a count. Delay, and then the quarterback draw up the left side. First and goal, Chargers at the 8-yard line. 20 seconds, 19 now. Are they going to get another playoff before the end of the first quarter? Because we are rolling toward the end of the first. And I guess Coach Steiner wanted to maybe have the wind behind them here because it is in this opening quarter. 5 seconds, four. They're going to have to hurry to get this one away. 3 seconds, two, one, and they will not get the playoff. We've come to the end of the first quarter. This is the time of the field after one. The Class 1A state championship game in Hayes, Kansas. Conway Springs 13, Jefferson County Doors, nothing.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
These two teams have been able to put up a lot of points over the course of this season. However, sometimes they have only been able to put up enough to keep winning, but they both kept winning. Look at JCM. Have they scored a lot? Yeah, 66 against Oskaloosa, 68 Mission Valley, had, what, 72 Valley Falls, 52 against even Opie. But Centralia, it was a 16-0 win. St. Mary's Colgan, they scored 20 in the win. So what these teams have done is what it takes. And for JCN, much like it was 1 week ago in Pittsburgh, Kansas, getting behind 13-0, then coming from behind, JCN looking to do that again today. Thank you so much. Opening quarter stats, we'll look at those. But first play of the second quarter, it is first and goal, Chargers at the 8. The quarterback will keep it. Grady goes left side, and he's going to maybe make it to the 7. Not much room in the middle for him. There is Cooper Coster with the stop. For Conway Springs in the opening quarter, 8 carries for Braden Coons, 8 carries for 117. Nathan Burnson, 4 for 17. For JCN, Grady Knoll, 3 for 25. Ethan, 2 for 8. And Connor Kearns, 3 for 7. So JCN, moving the ball, but right now the points belong to Conway Springs. Second down and goal. QB's back to throw. Rolling left. Now he's going to run with it. Hits the 5, dives to the 4-yard line. And out in the left flat, he was looking directly into the eyes of the defender, Connor Rusko. Connor's a big 190-pound tight end who plays that defensive outside linebacker. He was kind of laying down in the flat, waiting to see if he was going to run or throw. And when Grady committed to the run, he steps up and makes the tackle at the 4-yard line. It is going to be third and goal, JC, and obviously in 4-down territory here. Haven't kicked the ball yet this year. Not going to start this afternoon. Well, Elias, wind to the left. Single man wind to the right is going to be Cameron Seaver. QB's back. Hands off. Running back. Powers his way. Ethan. Touchdown, Chargers. Ethan Knoll takes the handoff. Rides the wave. Angles to the left side and slashes into the end zone. And with 10:44 to play in the opening half, JCN is on the board. Chargers looking to go for two. Again, haven't kicked the football yet this year, and they are not going to start here in Hayes this afternoon. With the same set they had on the TD play, it's going to be Seaver to the right and Elias to the left. Quarterback, backs on either side of him. It's going to be back, hands off, sweeping left side, putting his head down, and nowhere near the end zone. Ethan Knoll is going to be drugged down, and again, it's going to be big Connor Rusko. We're going to take a timeout. 10:44 to go in the opening half in Hayes, Kansas. It is now Conway Springs 13, JCN 6.
Union State Bank offers banking solutions that go where you go. Download the USB mobile app, rich with features, with your convenience top of mind. Union State Bank says, good luck, Chargers. NMLS number 654946. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Grandpa Gary says the phrase Jake and Boz was saying about the Chargers a few weeks back, why not us, is going to be, it was us. These boys are phenomenal to watch. Go Chargers!
Coming soon, Westside Grooming and Boarding, opening December 29th in the former Westside Vet Clinic location at 17014 286th Road, run by Kim Woodson, current veterinary assistant to Dr. Walls. Woodson will offer grooming and boarding services and will continue to provide the same compassionate care and comfort as was demonstrated by Dr. Walls and his staff. Watch for more information about Westside Grooming and Boarding.
From Jefferson County North, getting set to kick it away. And for the Chargers, the pressure now switches from the offense, who has not gotten into the end zone, to the defense, who has not yet stopped Conway Springs from scoring on a possession. The kick is away. It'll roll from the 25 down to the 20-yard line, scooped up there. Going to the left side of the 30, sweeping outside 35, hit at the 40, finally bumped out of bounds into the Cardinal sideline at the 42-yard line. It'll bring up a first and 10. Conway Springs, and again, they're going to begin this possession with tremendous field position at their own 42-yard line. Their first possession began at JCN territory. Their second possession from their own 13, but on the first play, an 87-yard run by Braden Coons into the end zone. And now this, their third possession, will begin. They're going to mark him at the 41. So at their own 41-yard line, here comes Conway Springs. Cardinals are going to shift over to the right side. Long count quarterback. He will hand off to the left side across the 50 and to, or across the 45 to the 46. Pardon me, not catching the numbers there because they're kind of hard to see as they're kind of covered up still with snow. Nice tackle for Jefferson County North. Brought down by Cameron Seaver. It'll bring up a second down 5 just across the 45-yard line at their own 46 for Conway Springs. 10-10 to go in the opening half. 13-6. Cardinals in front of the Chargers. Wing to the left side. Wide receiver's going to come to the right. QB is going to keep it himself. Straight ahead. Picks up the first down. Rambles more. He's going to go the distance. Running over defenders. 30, 20, 10, 5. And into the end zone. It's another Cardinal touchdown. It's another long run by Braden Coons. This one, 54 yards. What happens with Braden Coons? He hits the line. Okay, he hits the hole. The linebacker has to step up and make the tackle, or the cornerback has to step up and make the tackle. He hits them so hard, they just carry him off. And then he's like running freely downfield, and even at his size, one of the biggest guys out on the field, just outruns everybody to the other end. So it is now 19-6 Cardinals. And again, they'll go for a PAT. This time they will go for 2 to try to get it back to a more football-esque number. The snap is back, and the running back is going to keep it himself, stretches for the end zone, and it's going to be good for Isaac Winter. So the two-point conversion is good, and we've got a timeout on the field, and again, a two-snap drive for Conway Springs. Timeout on the field at 9:52 to go. In the first half, Cardinals 21, Chargers 6.
KT's Shortstop in Winchester is your stop for cold drinks, hot drinks, snacks, fuel, and so much more. Stop in before or after the game for a snack, a beverage, and top off the tank. KT's Shortstop. They love the Chargers.
Modern Ag Services, Pioneer Seed in Winchester. Bill, Neil, Mitch, and Brett want to congratulate the Jefferson County North football team on your successes this fall. They'd also like to wish you good luck in your upcoming competition. Go Chargers!
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Hook, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. A la burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Hey, we want to welcome our listeners wherever you're at this afternoon. You know, if you're out here in Kansas, if you're in Jefferson County, Atchison County, if you're in the 954, wherever you're at, enjoying the game this afternoon, we want to welcome you. The snow continues to fall, slightly lighter than it had been earlier, as this kick is going to be short kick, pooch kick down to the 30-yard line, where a fair catch is going to be called for and made by Jefferson County North. It is caught by Calvin Manville, and here comes the JCN offense. But for the Chargers, 9:52 remains in the opening half. And for JCN, got to score, of course. You're now down two touchdowns. But perhaps the larger issue right now is you've proven you can score and you can move the ball. Stopping the Cardinal offense, stopping Braden Coons. Three possessions by Conway Springs and three touchdowns for Conway Springs. They have been tough. First down call. QB's going to keep it himself and get into the outside. Grady is going to be submarined around the 35-yard line. Pegs taken out from beneath him by Conway's Elijah Howard. Gain of about, where are they going to spot him down? Around the 37-yard line. So give him about five. It'll bring up a second down five. Elijah Howard, a 145-pound junior cornerback. And he's putting his socks back up after he runs into big, strong running back. Quarterback Grady Knoll. You get done running into Grady Knoll, you're going to want to pull your socks back up because you probably had him shaken to the ground. Second down and a short five. Grady's going to hand off on a misdirection, reverse to the right. Up the middle, it comes to the 40, up to the 45-yard line. Nice run, Connor Kearns. And he was one defender away from pulling away and running for a long, long ways. Wayne Whitney makes that tackle at the 45-yard line, first and 10, Chargers. Now, that's something that Conway Springs has done already in this young game that JCN hasn't, and that's pull away from that one last defender that is going to stop the big run. We've seen two times Coons is able to get away from that last guy. JCN has been an ankle tackle away a couple of times. Here's another run into the middle. It's going to be Ethan. He's dragging defenders. Two, three, finally four. Finally, the fifth defender stops him at midfield. Keeping his feet, driving, pushing, moving the ball forward, Ethan Knoll to the midfield line. It is a second down and five, Chargers at the 50. 8:27 to go in the opening half, 21-6. Cardinals in front of Jefferson County North, Conway Springs. Again, they know a lot about winning state championships. And here they come, trying to win another one again. Quarterback is back, hands off, left side, back to the 50, 49, and stood up and finally driven down. The ball pops out, but they're going to say it's going to be down right back at the original line of scrimmage. So no gain on the play for the Chargers. And again, nose up to the midfield mark. It is going to bring up a third down five for Jefferson County North. Conway Springs, they have had seven state titles between 98 and 2011. At one point, a 61-game winning streak, third largest in state history, but JCN went and established themselves as one of those teams that you talk about. Here's a pass into the right flat. It's going to be intercepted. Thrown behind the intended receiver, Ethan Knoll, picked off at the 45-yard line. Getting upstairs, grabbing up the ball, taking it away. It's going to be Isaac Winter, and it'll be first down. First turnover of the ball game. First down for Conway Springs at their own 45-yard line. We have not seen these teams throw the ball much. And JCN going to the air there. A little bit of an errant pass is taken away. And back on offense go the Cardinals with 7:23 to go in the first half. Game moving along at a rapid clip, and we expected it to, with a couple of teams that predominantly ground-oriented kind of offenses. Long count, waiting the snap, and it's going to be Coons. Goes straight ahead, puts his head down, stands his ground, and again, the first guy just doesn't have a chance. You've got to hope to slow Coons down and wait for a couple of teammates to come and help polish him off. JCN is able to stop him after a 3-yard gain to the 48-yard line. It's going to bring up a second down and about seven or so right there. Inside 7 minutes to go in the first half.
Jefferson County North and ninth season head coach Jeff Schneider. Chargers averaging 45 points a game. They're going to need a bit of that here as this afternoon wears on. Here's a feed into the right side, and there's going to be nowhere to go. Stood up, stacked up, and then pushed back. Not much there for Conway Springs. They'll mark it to the 48-yard line, and let's call it a one-yard gain for Connor Rusko, the big tight end. It's going to make up a third down, 7. The play coming in from the far side, and Isaac Winter is going to bring it in. A couple of running backs standing in. Snap is back. That sweep to the right side. There's daylight. Look at him go. 50, 40. He's going to go the distance again. It's going to be another coast-to-coast touchdown for Conway Springs and Braden Coons. And he gets to the outside. He gets beyond the line of scrimmage. Absolutely no catching him. But hold on. Out on the white snow is the first penalty marker of the day. We have not had one all day, and this score is coming back. Well, that was rather an elaborate call. I'm not really sure just exactly what that was. But it's going to go against Conway Springs. Some kind of a personal foul called against Conway Springs, and so they're going to go back and finish. Going to try to get this thing assessed and marked off. They're marking it off apparently from the point of infraction. So it's going to be back in the 47-yard line. And it's going to bring up a third and eight. So Conway Springs is going to go third and eight after that long penalty. And here they go from their own 47-yard line. Going to the left side is going to be Coons. He's chased out of the backfield, breaks a tackle, breaks another, hit at the 50, and falls short only to the Charger 49-yard line. He gets only 4 yards on that third down call. And now for Conway Springs, a decision. Do you punt the football away this afternoon? Or on a fourth down and a long four just across midfield, you got to leave the offense out there. We're at 5:29 and rolling along in the second quarter. Cardinals leading the Chargers 21-6. How much faith do you have in your offense out near midfield? Maybe it's how much faith do you have in your defense out near midfield. But Coons is going to be back there. You can expect him to be taking a snap. You can also expect him to be following some big blocks. And now they're dropping back. It's going to be a short snap. Big man pushes forward. Is he going to get stopped? It's a scrum. He's leaning forward, pushing forward. And they're going to advance that spot late on the tackle. And he may have just gotten it. Was stopped for a moment, but pushing and shoving and leaning and driving and churning the legs, and he may have gotten it. Coming up under off the bottom of the stack. And it's going to be a first down, Cardinals. I'll tell you what, you got to give a lot of credit to the lead block on there. That was Lane Whitney, offensive lineman, and he was blocking in front of Nathan Burnson, the 220-pound fullback, and he just wouldn't go down. Burnson kept his feet, kept driving, was stopped a couple of yards short, but by churning and pushing and falling forward, literally, by a fraction of the length of the football, picks up the first down, and we're inside the 45-yard line. QB is going to keep it himself, goes straight ahead, hit, spun down to the ground at the 42, picking up 3. 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Clock moving briskly, as it does for these ground-oriented teams, and exactly what we had anticipated coming into the game today. Play's going to come in with Logan Osner, front of our sideline. He's a sophomore, 160 pounds, but he's not really going to figure into the play so much as he's just going to be bringing the play in from the far sideline. You've got Braden Coons in the backfield. He's going to be the lead block. The sweep will come to the near side to the 40. There's a block on the edge of the 35. Finally, the tackle from behind it. On the outside, great lead block downfield by Cade Howell. And he gets out in front of Isaac Winter, just mowing over the defense. Moving the ball downfield, advancing the chains at the Chargers 32. Inside 4 minutes to play in the opening half. The Cardinals of Conway Springs moving the football, leading 21-6. They're going to have a tight end on the left side. That's going to be Connor Rusko. Tight end on the right side.
Long, long snap. The ball is going to be snapped to the short man, who is going to go to the outside. Look out. Breaking a tackle and finally being brought down, but at the first down marker, it's another first down for Braden Coons. And this is a cute play. Coons is back there, and he is back there along with one of the guys who plays the quarterback spot or the running back spot, Isaac Winter. Winter acts like the ball had snapped and gone over his shoulder. He turns and spins around and throws his arms in the air when all the time it had been snapped to Coons, the short guy. He takes it over to the left side, and by the time the defense finds him, he's got a first down at the Charger 21-yard line. Now they're going to shift again, overloading from one side to the left, now overloading to the right side. Only two linemen to the left side of the center. The snap is going to go back to Coons. Powers forward. Penalty marker sails from the official in the backfield. And we're going to get the call here.
Trevor Kelly on the side. Penalty marker.
Holding against Conway Springs. Second penalty in the second quarter by Conway Springs. Coming now with less than 3 minutes to play in the first. The field microphones here at Lewis Stadium not functioning this afternoon, so that's going to be quite okay. The ball is going to be moved back in the penalty assessed outside the 30-yard line, taking it out to around the 31 in JCN territory. It'll bring up a first down and about 19 for Conway Springs. Cardinals have the ball first and 19. Single man to the backfield. And it's going to be the big guy keeps the ball, cuts left, hits the line of scrimmage, and again, he's just going to push and power forward for a couple of yards. I think it's like the brotherly shove. There's no way to stop him for one, okay? If he needs a yard or two or three, no matter what happens, Braden Coons is going to be able to pick that up. And he's going to move the sticks inside the 30-yard line down to the 28. It is a second down for Conway. JCN in their forest green jerseys and helmets, black pants, white lettering and trim, and white on white for Conway Springs, red helmets, red lettering and trim. Now the handoff is going to go to the misdirection to the 25 and ridden down to the 21-yard line, probably picking up a first down. We have seen seldom Isaac Winter carry the ball. He will carry it there. They will move the sticks. No, I got to fix that. They're still at the 10-yard mark. I'd forgotten that was a 10-yard penalty a minute ago when we were at the first and 19 or 20. Now it's going to bring up a third and 10. Third and 10, Conway Springs at the 22-yard line with a minute 44 to go in the half. Deep in charge of territory. Looking to get the ball, it's going to be Bernstein. He will take it, gets it to Coons, goes right side 20. Coons 15, pushed out of bounds around the 12-yard line. Very close to the first down marker. And the amazing thing for me about Braden Coons is he does not look fast. Okay, I think it's one of those optical illusions, like when you see a 747 take off, it looks like they're barely moving. It is perception and the size of the person in relation to the distance that is being covered, and it makes it look slower because he is fast. He gets to the outside. People are not catching him. Players that you know are really fast are not catching him. Here comes it. Conway Springs, fourth down and three call. Just inside the 15-yard line from the 14, fourth down. Snap is back, running back straight ahead again, launches into the air, jumps over the stack, and takes it to the 10 for a first down, and Nathan Bernstein again just throws himself skyward, goes over the top, and picks up the first down. They're going to move the chains. It is first and goal from the 10-yard line. Minute 20 to go in the half. Already lead it 21 to nothing. Conway Springs continues to move the ball, continues to look to add to their advantage. They're going to go wide to the left side with Connor Rusko. They're going to put a wing to the left side. Tight end right. Got two running backs to the backfield. The snap is back. Coons will take it. Goes left to the 10. Goes to the 5. Walks into the end zone. Touchdown. Just defenders bouncing on him. First at the line of scrimmage. Then about 3 yards deep. And then without anyone bringing him down at all into the end zone, it is the third touchdown this afternoon for Braden Coons. But wait, it may not be. There's a marker back, illegal shift against Conway Springs. A huge break for JCN with 101 to go in the half. And Conway Springs, who's been flawless this afternoon, has had multiple penalties on this most recent series downfield. The Class 1A state championship game here in Hayes, Kansas
finds the Cardinals of Conway Springs leading Jefferson County North 21-6 with 1:01 to go in the first half. The football has been moved back to the 15-yard line, where Conway Springs is looking now at a first and goal from the 15. Again, Coons is going to take it, breaks a tackle in the backfield, will get to the line of scrimmage, and will maybe pick up a couple of yards down to the 13. You know, Conway Springs is probably going to be using some timeouts, and they're going to use one right here. Joseph, we're taking a break. Timeout on the field at 50 seconds to go in the first half. Cardinals 21, Jeff North 6.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Good luck, JCN football, from your fans at the Barnett Family Funeral Home and Jefferson County Crematory. Care and service from the friends you know and trust. Congratulations, and go Chargers!
Angie Hughes, Farm Bureau Agency, is proud of the JCN Chargers football team. They know your operation keeps you busy year-round, and they know how important it is to have the right coverage in place. They can help you protect your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Call Farm Bureau Agent Angie Hughes in Lancaster today.
We have a timeout being utilized by Conway Springs, and they're going to have the ball at the Charger 15-yard line. It's going to make up a second and goal. Now you got Burnson in the backfield. The fake is going to be to the sweet man, and now it's going to go to Coons to the 15. Drops his shoulder, just blows up the Charger defender, crawls up off the ground, and down to the 10, maybe 11-yard line goes Coons. I'm going to tell you what. He just dropped a shoulder, and the defender flew backward, and it's at the 13-yard line. It is third and goal. Down to 43 seconds left in the first half. Going out of bounds along the near sideline, the JCN sideline has stopped the clock. Play coming in from the far sideline with Grant Fisher. He's a junior receiver. You're going to see a man wide to the left side, fill a slot to the left side. Can't imagine it's going to go anywhere but Coons. He'll take the snap, roll left, roll left, roll left, hit as he comes into the middle, wrapped up, bear hug. What a tremendous man-to-man tackle in there for Jefferson County North. And that was Andrew Baker. He just wrapped his arms around Braden Coons and drove him to the ground back at the 15 for a loss of two. It is fourth and goal, 15 yards away for Conway Springs. 20 seconds, 19, 18. They're going to roll this thing down and take the final play of the half and take a shot of the end zone. 12, 11. It is fourth and goal. 9 seconds. Coach over there just waiting to roll this thing down. Takes it down to 5, 4, and there's your timeout at 4. Joseph, taking a break. We're at a timeout with 4 seconds left in the half. Cardinals 21, Chargers 6.
At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org to schedule your same-day or next-day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
Welcome back. Coming out of the timeout, let's see what Conway Springs has up its sleeve. It is the final play of the opening half, fourth and goal at the 15-yard line. Conway Springs back, quarterback back, rolling, left-hand pass. Man's wide open in the end zone, and does he catch it? No! The receiver had beaten the coverage to the left corner of the end zone. The pass was out of his reach, and a headlong dive was not enough to haul it in. And we are at intermission. We'll be back here in Hayes to summarize the opening half for you as these two teams head for the locker room. It is Conway Springs 21, Jefferson County North 6.
Thanks for listening to your high school football game of the week on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. The Amberwell Health Halftime Show with a complete first half recap is coming up right after this. Union State Bank offers banking solutions that go where you go. Download the USB mobile app, rich with features, with your convenience top of mind. Union State Bank says, good luck, Chargers. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Football season can be a grind, so it's trying to choose the best hybrids and varieties for your farm. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planting to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Contact Steve Furman or Glenn Pyle and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Congratulations to the Jeff County North Chargers. From Mustang Seeds, go Chargers!
At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org to schedule your same-day or next-day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
With it here in Hayes, Kansas, where the two teams have gone to the locker room, and the Cardinals of Conway Springs find themselves in front, 21-6. Dance troops from both of these schools entertaining a really nice crowd here at halftime. The snow, yeah, it's still coming down. Not as heavily as it was maybe at the onset of the ballgame, but certainly has never gone. And so, Gus, if you would, can you text out the score to our friends, maybe? And here we go. Let's look at the halftime scores, first of all, halftime stats for these two teams. First of all, we look at Conway Springs, and it's Braden Coons. We knew coming in it was Braden Coons. It's been Braden Coons all year, and on 18 touches, he's had 213 yards, netting 212, two touchdowns, 187-yard run, averaging 11.8 a touch. Braden Coons is exactly what we knew he would be. Nathan Burnson, he's been the power guy. I mean, as much as Braden Coons kind of runs over people, he can also run away. Nathan Burnson shows no desire to do that, you know. He just, like, runs over people, likes to hurdle the people, goes over the middle of the top, 7 carries for 26, and he's got a touchdown. Isaac Winter, he's just kind of that extra guy, that guy to mix it up just a little bit. 5 touches for 26 this afternoon. There has been a pass attempted by Conway Springs today. They were incomplete as it was the very last play of that opening half as they were going for a fourth down and long at the 15-yard line on the final play of the half. For Jefferson County North, how about Grady Knoll? 7 carries for 36. Ethan Knoll, 4 carries for 16. Connor Kearns, 4 carries for 14. Grady Knoll, 1 completion on 3 attempts and 1 interception. So 1 completion for 27 yards. And Ethan Knoll with that catch for 27. And let's just look kind of how the possessions have gone in the first half. We came in expecting the teams to run. We have not been surprised. We've come in expecting the teams to. Thank you. Thank you very much. We expected the teams to keep it on the ground, to chug it out,
and for there to be very limited numbers of possessions. When you have limited numbers of possessions, you've got to be very smart, and you've got to make the most of them, okay? And that's kind of where we're at right now. Conway Springs has touched the ball four times today, right? They took the opening kickoff, touchdown. Second time they touched the ball, a one-yard play. That was that 87-yard run by Coons. Third time they touched the ball, it was a two-play touchdown drive. So the first three times Conway Springs touched the ball, they have three touchdowns. And the fourth time, the half ended, and they had thrown into the end zone, nearly scoring on their fourth first half possession.
You're listening to KA.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I love it, Joseph. So here we go. For JCN, opening possession of the game, they had to punt it away. Second possession, JCN goes in for the score. Third possession, they're moving the ball, but then through that interception that stopped that drive. So limited numbers of possessions. Teams are going to have to capitalize, and that's what we're going to see in the second half. Few possessions, fast-moving clock. Got to make the most of your opportunities, and that's exactly what these coaches are telling those players in the locker room right now. You know what I'm telling you? Tony, we're so glad to have you with us for state championship football here on the Saturday after Thanksgiving, where we're in Hayes, Kansas, Lewis Field. And as the teams are in the locker room, we're going to be back to bring in the second half live. But right now, with your intermission score, Conway Springs 21, Jefferson County North 6. We kick it back to our man Joseph. He's in the K-Radio Sports Studio and has your halftime.
This is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7. We'll be going to halftime in just a second. We had a little bit of a technical glitch right there. You may have heard the sports suddenly fire with the other side, but we're rebuilding a couple of things real quickly right now so we can make sure that we can bring you the rest of this game. We'll be back in just two shakes of a lamb's tail. Go ahead and listen to these spots, and I will have a good look at the upcoming sports schedule in just a moment.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for your local health care needs. With a 24-7 walk-in clinic and a variety of long-term care options, FW Houston is your premier health care choice in Jefferson County. Call 913-774-4340 to learn more. KT's Shortstop in Winchester is your stop for cold drinks, hot drinks, snacks, fuel, and so much more. Stop in before or after the game for a snack, a beverage, and top off the tank. KT's Shortstop. They love the Chargers.
Modern Ag Services, Pioneer Seed in Winchester. Bill, Neil, Mitch, and Brett want to congratulate the Jefferson County North football team on your successes this fall. They'd also like to wish you good luck in your upcoming competition. Go Chargers!
Taking a look at the upcoming sports schedule, we've got games set up for you this coming Tuesday, where we will have Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you. The women will take to the court right around 5:30 p.m. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Right now, we're going to take a real quick break, and I'll be back with the scores as I have them.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Muddy Road Coon Hunters PKC Hunt, first Saturday of each month. Meals served at each hunt. Call Terry Porter, 785-424-0915 for more information. Come on down for a doggone good time. Supporting all JCN athletics and activities. Go Chargers!
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Atchison, Oskaloosa, and Effingham. Locally owned and supporting all local schools, sports, and activities. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
No matter where your home field is, DynaGrow Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, DynaGrow Seed delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a partner to connect your land with the right seed hybrids and varieties for your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrient Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more. DynaGrow Seed, your home field advantage.
Taking a look at the scores, we have a final in the Linden, Wichita County 8-man 1A. It was Linden 34, Wichita County 6 at the final. In the late second quarter, Cheney is leading Topeka Hayden 13-7. Hoisington and Nemaha Central at the half are 1 point apart, with Hoisington at 17 points, Nemaha Central 6. Conway Springs right now has got 21 points to JCN's 6. And in the Chalin-Cunningham game in six-man football, it is Cunningham 8 to Chalin's 30. We'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Grandpa Gary says the phrase Jake and Boz was saying about the Chargers a few weeks back, "Why not us?" is going to be, "It was us." These boys are phenomenal to watch. Go Chargers!
Union State Bank offers banking solutions that go where you go. Download the USB mobile app, rich with features, with your convenience top of mind. Union State Bank says, "Good luck, Chargers!" NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A winter weather advisory begins at noon today and continues until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Snow likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs around 36, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Snow likely tonight, lows around 21, cloudy skies. 3 to 5 inches of snow today through tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 32 degrees up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. It feels like 32 out there. Winds out of the northeast at 2 miles per hour. Relative humidity 69%. Dew point 23 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure is declining at 30.24 inches of mercury. Taking a look at the radar, it looks like the snow is just a little bit off to the west. I didn't have a chance to run toward the front door and check because, well, we're running a little bit late right now. So we will be going back to Tom Kautz in just a moment.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Free State Electric Cooperative, serving 9 Northeast Kansas counties, supports local schools and athletics. Good luck, JCN football, on your run for the state title. Free State Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Free State Electric Cooperative, serving 9 Northeast Kansas counties, supports local schools and athletics. Good luck, JCN football, on your run for the state title. Free State Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KT's Shortstop in Winchester is your stop for cold drinks, hot drinks, snacks, fuel, and so much more. Stop in before or after the game for a snack, a beverage, and top off the tank. KT's Shortstop, they love the Chargers.
Hey, Jay Hunter back with us here. Lewis Field on the campus of Fort Hays State University in Hays, Kansas. It is halftime of the 2023 Class 1A State Championship football game. As right now, it is Conway Springs in front of Jefferson County North, 21-6. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, he's our producer and engineer back at the K-Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here. Field side, it is good to have you along. Kind of giving you the update of what's going on here, just kind of generally, okay? It's still snowing. Snowing when we got here. Still snowing. It was 25 degrees when the game started. Well, we've warmed up now. It is 26, feeling like 19 degrees. The wind continues to be out of the north-northeast at about 6 to 8 miles an hour. It is cold outside. And the wind, you know, is not helping any, but the snow has diminished. It had gone down to kind of flurries, and now it's picked back up a little bit again. But it has never not been snowing here this afternoon. So that said, it certainly is affecting, I think, a little bit this game. But that's going to affect these two teams a lot. Not the team putting the ball in the air much. We saw one pass out of Conway Springs in the first half, and that was on the last play of the half when they threw into the end zone with only 4 seconds left. His time is expiring, an incomplete pass. Jefferson County North has thrown only 3 times, 1 completion, 1 incompletion, 1 interception. So again, the lion's share of this, of the offense by these two teams is very much ground-oriented offense, and we've had no surprises. We knew Conway Springs was going to put the ball in the hands of Braden Coons. They have. So far, 18 carries for 213 yards. We knew the JCN's quarterback, Grady Knoll, was going to carry most of the time. He has, 7 for 36. We knew Ethan Knoll and Connor Kearns are both going to carry the ball. Each of them has 4 carries so far in the first half. So, really, there have been no surprises in this game so far. For Jefferson County North, they understand. We talked about this as we were getting ready to go to the break at halftime. But they understand that they are going to have only a limited number of possessions in the second half, probably 3. Maybe 4 touches of the ball in the second half, and trailing 21-6, you know that you've got to capitalize, frankly, on all of them. I mean, you really don't have a lot of wiggle room here. You're going to have to put some points on the board with every possession that you get in the second half. And now for JC, and the upside is they won the flip of the coin at the onset of the ball game and had elected to defer. So Conway Springs getting the ball to begin the game. JCN is going to get the ball to begin the second half. And with that in mind, the kick return unit is coming out of the field for the Chargers, and they're not going to go back terribly deep. So far today, kickoffs by Conway Springs have not been terribly deep. And matter of fact, one time, the ball was going to go out of bounds around the 25-yard line, and then it stuck in the snow out in the field. It just hung up about 6 or 8 feet in the field of play, in bounds. Chargers are going to be back, and they're going to have Cameron Seaver back there. And who else are they going to have back for the return? Looks like it's going to be Connor Kearns and Cameron back at the 10-yard line. So they're giving a lot of credit to the kicker for Conway Springs to be able to put something on this ball. Kicking for them is going to be Eli Binge.
the 140-pound sophomore kicker. We're set to go to the second half. Class 1A championship football from Hayes, Kansas. Here we go. Hope you enjoy it. It is Conway Springs with the advance and the boot. It is going to be very high and very short. Taken by an up man for JC, and up the near side is going to come up to the left to the 35, 45-yard line. And JC with a great return, and they're going to have great field position to begin the second half at the 49-yard line. A nice return by an up man. First and 10, Chargers. The return for JC in. Let me look and see who that was. Was that Merrick? Sure. That was a freshman. Merrick Knoll, the up guy. And the Chargers are going to have it at the 49-yard line. Here comes Jeff North. JC in coming out over the football. First down and 10. Long count, Grady. Takes a snap, fakes a handoff, runs it himself, goes into the middle of the line, and he's going to find it really tough going in the middle. So Grady will pick up maybe 2 yards, gets it across midfield, takes it down to about the 49-yard line. It'll bring up a second down, 8 for the Chargers, just across midfield into Cardinal territory. The fans this afternoon have been absolutely spectacular. They have come, they have braved the weather, they've braved the cold and the snow, and they're here for both teams, supporting their ball clubs, supporting these young guys. JC in here, frankly, in greater number. The snap is back a little bit high. Grady goes up and gets it, and as he tries to duck to the left side, he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage, but not any farther than that, as Conway Springs finds Cooper Coster, the 250-pound lineman. Wrapping him up, bringing him down for no gain. It'll bring up a third down and 8. And for JCN, you'd think, well, maybe, is this a passing situation for the Chargers? Okay, but JCN has got up its sleeve. We are at 10:45 and rolling along in the third quarter. Chargers have taken the opening kickoff to begin the second half. They're going to go very, very wide to the right side with Willie Lyons. They're going to fill a slot to the right side with Connor Kearns. Going to go actually trips to the right side. Grady's back, looks left, throws over the middle, tipped! And incomplete, nearly picked off again as Cade Howell reaches up in the air, and the big, tall junior linebacker got a hand on it, deflects the pass, and it's going to go incomplete. Lucky for JC that that thing was not picked off at the 45-yard line, and the Chargers are going to be forced to boot the football away. So for Jeff North, it'll be 3 and out on the first possession of the second half. Here's Willie Elias, his punt. That's a nice one. It is high. It's going to bounce at the 25, take the Charger roll to the 20, and it'll stop in the snow at the 19-yard line. And here comes Conway Springs. For JCN, it is crucial to not allow those huge, huge gains, those long runs by Braden Coons. Again, he's got the 87-yard touchdown run. He's got the 54-yard touchdown run, and he has got to be a primary focus for this JCN defense going into the second half. Here comes Conway Springs. It is first and 10 at their own 20-yard line, just inside the 20. Running back straight ahead, hurdles again at the 35, across the 35 to the 36, 37-yard line. Carrying the football is going to be Braden Coons. And much like we saw Nathan Burnson in the first half, Coons hurdles at the line of scrimmage, completely airborne, and will pick up a first down to the 35. They're going to spot it down, nose up to the 35-yard line. First and 10, Conway Springs. Conway Springs, 31. Athletes suited out for the game today. JCN, 29. So, again, lots of similarities between these teams, these programs. And here's a, again, the keeper straight ahead, Coons, puts his hand out, just pushing, just snow plowing, if you will, right up the middle across the 40, gets a half a dozen on a first down carry. And Coons is the workhorse on this team. He just carries the ball and will carry it relentlessly. He is happy to take it on every snap. And if you're head coach Matt Beeler, you're probably not really too bad with that idea. I think Winter's going to come in from the far side and bring the play in from Coach Beeler and the Cardinals. Directly in front of us here, it's going to bring up a second down call for Conway Springs. This time, it's going to be handoff to Beeler. He'll hurdle at the 45, 50, 45, breaks another tackle, 40, 35, down the right side, 30, puts his head down, 25, runs over defenders, rolls his way inside the 25-yard line. and down to the 24. And as big as, we've talked about it, as big as Braden Coons is at 205, you've got Nathan Burnson, and he is 220. And just power rolls down the field. Guys who on a lot of teams are going to be offensive linemen. They're going to be guards and tackles. These guys are running backs, and they are pinballing over defenders, first and 10 for Conway Springs at the 25-yard line of JCN. Chargers looking to make a stop. Long count. Coons will take the snap. Again, straight ahead. Dances his way to the 20, down to the 19, maybe the 18-yard line. For the Chargers right now, not only do they need to make a defensive stop, they probably, really, need to have a defensive takeaway of some kind. And Conway Springs has been very sure-handed with the football. Chargers are going to rotate a new man, an extra man, I guess, into the defensive secondary, taking out a linebacker, bringing in an extra corner. Coming into the game is going to be Calvin Manville. Second down, 5 at the Charger 19-yard line. Conway Springs moving the ball with their first possession of the second half. Again, it's going to be Coons. Goes into the left side. This time grabbed at the ankles by Ethan Knoll. Still twists and launches forward and will still pick up about 3 yards at third down, 2. And simply just with the inertia, with his height, and just dragging the defender forward, it was a textbook tackle. Ethan wrapping him up at the ankles, but now the ball down to the 17-yard line. Third down, 2, and for Conway Springs, easily 4-down territory here. Wingman is going to be pulled in tight. Now, on the left side, it's going to be Taylor Wilkes. Motion will go to the left. Again, Coons is going to take it. Cuts in the middle. He's going to be hit from behind, wrapped up, but pulls forward and gets back to the line of scrimmage. May even have picked up just a little bit as the defender shot in from the back. That was Zach Toole. Tremendous job by Zach to get in the backfield, get his arms around Braden Coons, hold him up, and then finally getting some help. And it's going to bring him a 4th down and 2. Chargers with a big play, big defensive stand here in the early part of the second half. Up over the football comes Conway Springs on a 4th down 2 at the 17. The snap is back. The big guy Burnson is hit, bounces, hit, bounces, hit, bounces. I think they held him short. 3 hits, and he would not go down. And finally, the 4th guy comes up. The official looks across the way. It's 1st and 10, Jefferson County North. For the first time this afternoon, JCN is able to stop the Conway Springs offense and keep them from scoring. The only other time they did not score was on the last play, or the last possession, which ultimately was the last play of the first half, when they ran out of time. First 3 times, Conway Springs touched the ball. They went into the end zone. Now JCN's defense has come up with a big stop. And here comes the Charger offense. Quarterback Grady Knoll will man motion in the left side. Will keep it himself. Ducks into the middle. Nothing but white jerseys. No one was tricked in the middle of that. Conway Springs defense, they all stayed at home. Tackling in there, Caleb Coster. 250 pounds. We've talked about him a couple of times. He is just a rock in the middle. And you've got Coster in the center along with Jacob Osner. He's 285. Those are your two big D tackles, and they are hard guys to move out of the way. It is going to bring up for the Chargers a 2nd down 9 at their own 17-yard line. Again, motion to the right. This time they'll hand off on a little bit of a jet sweep, trying to cut into the middle, losing his footing, diving forward. It's going to be Connor Kearns getting yardage across the 20. They're going to call him down. They're going to call him just right at the 20-yard line. We'll see where they finally spot this thing down. I got officials all over the field. And now we're going to give a penalty. Holding. Okay, so there you have it. I think maybe the very first penalty of the afternoon committed by Jefferson County North is going to be a holding call. And that's going to be one that's going to put them from deep in their own territory to really, really deep in their own territory. In fact, they can't even march off the full 10 yards. It's going to go halfway to the goal, and the ball's going to be spotted down inside the 10-yard line about the 9. 2nd down. JCN at their own 9-yard line. 2nd down and probably 17, 18 to go. fishes are going to stop it, and now they're going to pick it up and move it back another yard or so. And now they're going to put it down around the 8-yard line. So it's second down at about 18 and 19. Snap is back, dropping back into the end zone, setting up the screen. Here's a pass away to Ethan. Ethan to the 10. Bounces left side, 15. Head down to the 19-yard line. Little screen pass from Grady Knoll to Ethan Nolan. Pretty nice pickup of yardage for the Chargers. They're going to be up to the 19-yard line, making a third down, 7 from there. 5.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. This game is moving at absolutely breakneck pace. The clock, nothing stopping it. These ground-oriented offenses, and when they throw the ball, like the last play, there are completions, no clock stoppages. 2 to the right, nobody to the left. Motion will go to the left side now. Grady's going to take the snap, come back to throw. Once Ethan can't get him chased out of the pocket, he's going to throw the ball, and it's going to be incomplete. Nice job by Grady to find an open spot in front of him to throw that ball where it would fall harmlessly to the ground. And it will bring up a fourth down for the Chargers and JCN. Looking to go to the air, and they were looking for maybe Will Elias or Ethan Knoll, both of whom were very well covered. And going back now, Will Elias will be punting the ball away from his own 5-yard line. No one back deep for Conway Springs. They're not believing that this is going to be punted, but it is, and there's the boot. It's going to go away to the 45, to the 50, roll through the snow and the mush and the slush down to the 44-yard line. JCN is going to down it back there. Cameron Seaver down the field to touch the ball. And with 4:53 to go in the third quarter, back out on offense is going to come Conway Springs. 21-6 Cardinals in front of the Chargers here in this 2023 Class 1A State Championship football game from Fort Hays State University's Lewis Field. Now, oddly, handing the ball, picking the ball up and handing it to the official, which was really a ploy just to stop a little bit and to talk to the official, was Conway Springs running back Braden Coons. He hands him the ball, and now Coons is going to step up there. Burnson on his right hand, 1st and 10. Coons is going to keep it, kind of dances his way forward, grabbed around the ankles by McAfee, and he's drugged forward until a couple of defenders come up to help him. McAfee comes up a little bit slow because he had wrapped up Braden Coons, but Coons, so big and strong, still able to drag McAfee forward, and Carson is pulled for about 3 yards. It's going to bring up a 2nd down, 7 for Conway Springs. With a football at their own 47-yard line, and the clock now at 4:20 to go in the third quarter. Conway Springs was stopped on its last possession for the first time today. Now Coons will come to the right side, hit at the 50, runs over defender, drags one, now two, now three, down to the 40-yard line. And he just manhandles everybody in front of him. Finally, he's going to be stopped by the duo of Grady Knoll and Cameron Seaver. But it's going to be a 1st and 10 at the JCN 41-yard line. Conway Springs on offense and moving the ball. The play coming in from the far sideline for the Cardinals, brought in by Isaac Winter. There's nothing fancy, nothing special, nothing particularly creative about what we're seeing out of Conway Springs. It is just lining up. And now there's only one guy in the backfield. That's going to be Coons. He'll take the snap. And he will hand off on a little jet sweep to the outside, hit along the line of scrimmage, and still dragging defenders forward. Somehow Isaac Winter got a foot planted, pushed forward, and got inside the 40-yard line. They're going to give him the 39, give him a couple of yards on the carry. Official takes his foot, kind of kicks some of the snow out of the way, puts the ball down on the artificial surface here. Cutting as a running back is really hard today, and that's, again, why one of the reasons Conway Springs' straight-ahead style has been so successful. You plant your foot, all that snow, all that slush, the kind of rubber beads that are down in that turf, get balled up, get frozen up, and the footing is not very good. Now here's a straight-ahead run by Burnson, and he's going to be down to the 30-yard line. Picks up about 8 or 9, moving the chains. It's 1st and 10 of the Charger 30-yard line. And if you're JCN, just about the time that you start feeling like, man, we got a key on Braden Coons, we got to stop Braden Coons, this goes back to Nathan Burnson. And that has probably been the best thing that head coach Beeler has done, is have them mix, the appropriate mix between these two running backs. Is Coons getting the lion's share of the carries? Absolutely. But does Burnson give him that extra relief? Absolutely. Makes for a great 1-2. Here's Coons again. Just takes a snap, runs straight ahead into the line, drags a stack of 6 or 8 defenders along with him, goes down to about the 20-yard line, very, very close to another 1st and 10. And the officials are going to look across the face, a gain of 9, 2nd and 1. 2:15 to go. The third quarter winding down quickly. It's still 21-6. Conway Springs in front. No one has put anything on the board yet in the second half. It has been a scoreless third quarter. Conway is going to send Elijah Howard as a wing to the left side. They're going to have a wing to the right side with Taylor Wikes. But again, your two guys in the backfield, Bernson and Coons. Coons will take it. Now they're going to hand off a little misdirection. Well, that doesn't go anywhere. And in fact, we'll gain nothing and leave a 3rd down and a yard facing Conway Springs. But if you're the Cardinals, you understand. Okay, what that did is a couple of things. It showed the defense a different look, okay? Something for them to be aware of. It wasn't successful because JC did a marvelous job at defending that play. But it shows a little different look. What also does is take a little time off the clock. We're going to be down now to around a minute to go in the third quarter when the ball gets snapped. And at 3rd and 1, you just go straight ahead again with Coons or Bernson. I mean, there's no magic to this. 3rd down, 1. Snap back. Coons goes straight ahead. Hit. And he's going to be toppled. What a play by Jefferson County North. Andrew Baker. He just lined up, went head to head with Braden Coons, drives him to the ground. It's 4th and 1. That was a just outstanding defensive play. And for Conway Springs, they will have to get another snap away here in the third quarter. 40 seconds left in the third. They'll come up with the ball. And, of course, they're going to be going for it. It is 4th down and 1 at the 21-yard line. Coons and Burns into the backfield. 4th down, 1. It's going to hand off to Burnson this time, and he will push ahead. He is going to be stood up, and finally, the brotherly shove is going to shove him inside the 20-yard line as he was able to maintain his balance, maintain his feet. They will advance the sticks. It is 1st and 10, Conway Springs. And Burnson gets up and strides back to the offensive huddle, 27-26. We'll see if they decide to go for another play here in this quarter. I do not believe that Conway Springs would have to. And they are not. They're going to go to the sideline, and we're going to take a break. 3/4 of the way through this Class 1A state championship game in 2023. It's the Cardinals 21, JCN 6.
Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester is more than just a meat processing facility. Contact them in Winchester, Kansas today to ask about their retail selection, as well as custom slaughtering and your general meat processing. Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester, Kansas. Proud to support local athletes.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years. And our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Well, the two teams coming away from their respective benches as they walk out for the fourth quarter of what may be the biggest game in the lives of a lot of these young football players. State Championship 2023 in Class 1A. For Jefferson County North, it will take a yeoman's effort to come back here in the fourth quarter. Thank you so much. It is not impossible to do. We've seen them roll up points. We've seen them make big plays in the past. They will need to do that here in the fourth. But right now, Conway Springs is going to begin the fourth quarter, 1st and 10. And they're at the JCN 19-yard line, leading at 21-6. Welcome back, everybody. Braden Coons now with 27 carries is at 265 yards in the ballgame. Leads all ball handlers. Now, the snap back. Coons will take it. Goes right side. Gets hit. Goes down to the 16, to the 15-yard line. And again, once you make contact with Braden Coons, it doesn't stop there. He continues. The inertia, he continues to push and continues to drive downfield for another yard or so. 2nd down at the 15. Conway Springs is in no hurry. They lead in the game. They've got that 15-point lead. They've got the ball. They are in no rush whatsoever. The snap is going to go back. This time it's going to go to Bernstein. He will hit the right side and go down to just near the 10-yard line, picking up about five more. And for Conway Springs, this is the formula. Pick up 3, 5, 2, 4, and go for it on fourth down. And that is how they've been able to maintain possession, maintain these drives down the field, keep possession of the football. And now we're at 11 minutes to play in the game. It is going to become a third down and two at the 10. Deep in charge of territory. Jason has to come up with a stop. And this time it's going to be Coons into the middle. We're going to get a penalty marker sale, probably a face mask penalty. So I saw a defender reach in and maybe get a hand in there. We'll find out as the officials coming over. They got the audio fixed from the officials a little bit, I think, in halftime. But we'll wait and see. There's a flag on the near side and a flag coming out of the backfield. So perhaps there was a hold also. We'll see if we can figure it out.
Personal foul, face mask, defense. Pass the distance from the end of the run. Players hold the
first down. Okay, so that is, in fact, going to be what it is. It's going to be a face mask. It's going to make it a first and goal. And for Conway Springs, the ball is going to be marched down inside the 5-yard line. Braden Coons with two touchdowns already today. Nathan Bernson. Bernson with the other one. Who's going to get this carry from the 4-yard line? It's going to be Coons. He'll go right, breaks a tackle, goes into the end zone, touchdown. And again for JCN, guys getting in the backfield, just not able to bring the big guy down. When he gets a little ahead of steam, he rolls into the end zone, and it's going to be a 4-yard run for Braden Coons. And now with 10:34 to go in the game, it is 27-6. And the PAT coming up. They're going to go for two? Yeah. No, now they're going to drop back and kick the point. Conway Springs will look for the kick from Eli Binge. We got a right foot soccer style guy. Taking their time. It is down and up, and that time he gets it through, and we're going to take a timeout. We got a break with 10:34 to go in the ball game. It's now Conway Springs 28, JCN 6.
Gowns of Grace Boutique and Coffee Shop in Nortonville has lots of fun planned for November. Our friends at Hazelnut Home will be celebrating their one-year anniversary on November 4th. We'll have specials that day as well. November 16th is late-night shopping with snacks and sales. We'll be closed the day before Thanksgiving, but join us the day after for Festive Friday and Small Business Saturday. Check out our Facebook page for details. Gowns of Grace isn't fun without you.
Football season can be a grind, so it's trying to choose the best hybrids and varieties for your farm. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planting to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Contact Steve Furman or Glenn Pyle and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Congratulations to the Jeff County North Chargers. From Mustang Seeds, go Chargers!
Welcome back to Fort Hays State University, Hays, Kansas, where we're getting set for the kickoff from Conway Springs to Jefferson County North. As with 10:34 to go in the ballgame, JCN has a big hill to climb, trailing at 28-6. Welcome back, everybody. We've got Joseph. He's our producer and engineer, guy handling all the hard work back in the K-Radio Sports Studios. JCN's return man settling in. And they're on 16, 17, 18-yard line. The kicks have not been particularly deep from Conway Springs, and this one will be right in line with that as it's going to be fielded at the 25, up to the 30, bouncing outside and hit and down at the 35-yard line. The return by William Elias, and he'll be down right there. And here comes the Jefferson County North offense. JCN coming out over the football. Probably going to see maybe the Chargers open that up a little bit. We see them predominantly as they have through the course of the year. Put the ball on the ground, certainly able to and willing to, and capable of putting the ball in the air and throwing the football a little bit, but so far here today, we have not seen them do a lot of that. They may have to here as the late moment of the game. Quarterback is back to throw, fires one, left side is receiver, slips, falls to the ground, it's going to go incomplete and out of reach. It'll bring up a second down and 10. Conditions here at Fort Hays State University, not particularly good. Again, it has snowed throughout the afternoon, and it may have actually quit here if it's snowing at all. It's, man, you look real carefully, there's maybe a little bit of light snow, but much, much less than it has been through the bulk of the game today. Back to throw again. Grady over the middle is batted away and incomplete. That ball is going to be slapped away by a big lineman in the middle for Conway Springs. That is Jacob Osner, the 285-pound offensive lineman, getting those long arms in the air, batting the ball away. And very quickly, the Chargers are now looking at a third down 10. So far, this possession, two plays, 13 seconds off the clock. We're still at 10:21 to go. Kevin County North cannot afford to go quickly, three and out here. Probably are in four down territory, even at their own 35-yard line. Moshe will come to the middle of the field. Quarterback's going to keep it himself. Go into the right side. Go airborne, and Grady will pick up a yard. Gets up to the 36-yard line. Lateral pursuit is quite excellent by the front five for Conway Springs. And the Chargers at their own 36-yard line. Will they kick it away? I have a feeling that they may not. Although, we're going to see William Elias go back to the 25-yard line. Keep in mind, William's a backup quarterback for this team. Here's a snap back. He'll take it off a hop. We'll kick it away. It's a nice spiraling kick. Nobody's back for the return. It's going to bounce it to 40, 35, 30, and down around the 27-yard line where the Chargers are going to cover it up and down the ball. Conway Springs was not buying the idea of a Charger punt and a possession that at 9:45 goes back. And so JCN took, what, at 9:45, 15, 34, 49 seconds off the clock. 49-second possession. And back for the football comes Conway Springs. Conway Springs' previous seven state titles in 98, 01, 02, 03, 04, 08, all in Class 3A. They have shrunk considerably since then. Now this time it's going to be Coons. He'll go over to the right side and be ridden to the ground after the gain of about one. That was excellent defensive work by JCN on the far side. Give that tackle for the Chargers. Looks like maybe it's Andrew over there. Andrew Baker, second down, 9. 9:20 to go in the game. Conway Springs knows that they do not have to score here. They just need to take some time off the clock with a 22-point lead in the fourth quarter. Coons and Burnson again in the backfield. Snap, Coons goes left. Burnson the lead block. Coons will break a tackle, gets to the 35. He may go to the 40. Coons to the 50. He's going to try to outrun one guy, and he's going to keep in bounds. What he did was, knowing he was going to be pushed out of bounds as he was being run down from behind by Elias, he went feet first at the 35-yard line, stayed in the field of play, going to let that clock keep running. And we're down now at 8:45 to go. First and 10 for Conway Springs at the Chargers 35-yard line up the long run, again, by Braden Coons. A wing to the right side is going to be Grant Fisher this time. Very offset offense. Moshe will come to the near side, hit behind the line of scrimmage, and very quickly spun and thrown to the ground is going to be Grant Fisher. That was a crazy play in so much as we have not seen Conway Springs hand the ball to any of the motion men, any of the wing men, really use that sweep at all. It's just been as a lead blocking ploy or as a distractionary ploy for the defensive secondary. Again, the ball always staying in the hands of Coons and Burnson. That time they gave it to him, he loses a yard, second down and 11. Probably not going to see that happen again. Second down, 11 at the Charger, 36. And now a new man in the backfield is going to carry the ball. Coons is going to come out and sweeping to the right side. Dragon tacklers refusing to go to the ground. It's going to be Isaac Winter. Winter says, I can do this. Keeps his feet, drives inside the 30, down to the 27-yard line.
7.5 minutes to play. Coming up off that tackle and walking a little gingerly now is going to be Connor Kearns. Connor's going to check out of the game, and Jason is going to rotate William Elias back in. Now Connor, as he heads for the sideline, looks like he's getting it shaken off a little bit. He's going to hustle up to get out of the play. Third down, 3. Long count, snap is back. Bernston is going to go straight ahead, spins 360, breaks a tackle, drives down 25, 20, 15, 13-yard line. Just puts defenders on his back, rumbles down the field, carries them all to the north end of the field. And it's going to be 1st and 10 for Conway Springs. 28-6 Cardinals, 6:50 to play. 1st and 10 for the Cardinals as they continue to just slowly move the ball downfield. They have thrown the ball more than they do in a lot of games. They have thrown it once today in the final play of the opening half. And it looks like back into the game, Kearns is going to come in. So Kearns and Bernston in the backfield. Kearns will take it, cuts into the middle, grabbed around the middle, and drags the defender forward. William Elias doing a really nice job of just wrapping him up and right down to the 10-yard line. It'll be a 4-yard gain for Conway Springs. 2nd down, 6 minutes. 6 minutes to go. Midpoint of the 4th quarter. JCN rotates players in and out, back into the game. Looks like he's going to be fine. Connor Kearns is back out there. One of the seniors for this JCN group. Fantastic bunch of senior players. Here's a handoff right side and powering down inside the 5-yard line. 1st and goal for Conway Springs. We're going to see Cade Howell carry the ball. Now, we haven't seen Cade touch the ball today. I don't think we've seen Cade touch the ball much all season. The junior 200-pound running back goes all the way down to the 2-yard line. And here comes the Conway Springs offense. 1st and goal, 2 yards out. Kearns is back there. Bernston is going to be set up as a wing to the left side. Howell is going to be the wing to the right side. Very long count. Kearns will take it, spin, and there's a handoff. Touchdown! Conway Springs goes into the end zone, and with 5:22 to go. Now, wait a minute. The officials are talking it over. Is there a procedural call? They have not given me the full touchdown indication yet. Let's wait and see what this is. It's going to be against Conway Springs. They're going over, I think, talking to the official coach for Conway. Let's see what he says.
The score is good. On the play, base pass, defense, penalty to be applied on the kickoff.
So there you go. There was a base mask penalty against Jeff Norris. So the touchdown is good. And the PAT is coming up here with 5:22 to go. It is now 34-6 Conway Springs. They have been tough to stop. Back in, Eli Binge for the PAT. He has missed one today, and this one is up. And did he get it through? He did. Just inside the right upright. PAT is good, and we're going to take a timeout. The break coming at 5:22 to go in the ball game. It's now Cardinals 35, JCN 6.
Union State Bank offers banking solutions that go where you go. Download the USB mobile app, rich with features, with your convenience top of mind. Union State Bank says good luck, Chargers. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Grandpa Gary says the phrase Jake and Boz was saying about the Chargers a few weeks back, why not us, is going to be It Was Us. These boys are phenomenal to watch. Go Chargers!
Jefferson County North putting its kick return unit back out of the field with 5:22 to go in this Class 1A state championship football game. The assessment of the penalty is going to advance the ball. It'll be spotted down by
Conway Springs at the Charger 45-yard line, and that will push the JC and kick return duo back to inside the 10. They have not had to go very deep through the course of the afternoon because the kicks by Eli Bench have not been particularly deep. What a tremendous 2023 football season these two teams have enjoyed. For Jefferson County North, a championship of the Northeast Kansas League, a run in the postseason to the title game, and memories to last a lifetime for the fans and family and players and coaches and everybody associated with this team. 2023 is going to go down as one of those years that they'll be talking about decades from now. They'll be doing that. You remember when? Kind of a thing. Here's a kick away. Chargers going to, up man, going to take it to the 20-yard line and drag a defender up to the 25. Calvin Manville with that return. And for JCN, it'll be first and 10 with 5:17 to go in the ballgame at their own 25-yard line. The Chargers, an experienced bunch of young athletes out there, 11 seniors on this team. We'll be talking about them as we get into this series. Two receivers to the left side, two receivers to the right. Single man to the backfield. Quarterback is going to be back to throw. Grady rolls right, being chased. Hit as he releases the ball. It's going to go incomplete, looking for Connor Kearns. It'll be incomplete. Second down and 10. Pressure being put on Grady at the backfield. And Conway Springs is playing as hard now as they had played at the very start of this game. It is going to bring up a second down. Chargers, 5:12 left. Do you remember for JCN in their previous possession? They took 49 seconds off the clock on their way to a three and out. And again, throwing the ball, and when you go incomplete, don't pick up first downs. You will take off very, very little time. Motion will come to the right side. There'll be four receivers to the right. Grady's going to be back to throw again. Steps up in the pocket, throws across the field. That was nearly a pick six. They went right through the hands of Elijah Howard for Conway Springs. Intended receiver over in the left flat. Ethan Knoll. And it's going to go incomplete and bring up now a third down. And we are at 5:08 to go. And again, this Charger possession so far has taken 14 seconds. Coach Snyder's going to come all the way out to the numbers this time and share with Grady Knoll what he wants for this third down 10 call for the JCN offense. Wide to the right side for the Chargers is going to be William Elias. They'll fill a slot to the right. Matter of fact, they'll put trips to the right side. Two to the left, five at a pattern, nobody in the backfield. QB's back to throw, lost one deep, downfield. A jump ball, and it's going to go incomplete. Calvin Manville giving it a great effort, but could not quite haul it down. And for JCN, it'll bring up a fourth down call with 5:02 to play. And when the Chargers kick this one away, I'm suspecting perhaps not, it's Eli Weiser. The junior's going to run into the game, and they may punt it away. Here's William Elias back for the kick. William standing at the 15, and this time, unlike the last time, Conway Springs is going to send a return man. The snap is back and rolls back to the kicker where we have a penalty marker. So you hear the official. That's going to be a false start by the Chargers, and JCN is going to be kicking it again, this time from the 20-yard line. They're going to move this thing back, and the officials, they're not moving too fast right now. Now they kick a little snow out of the way and kind of put the ball down around the 20-yard line. 5:01 to go in the game. And again, Elias is going to be standing this time at his own 10-yard line, 10 yards deep from the line of scrimmage, waits the snap, is very high, goes near, pulls it down, gets the kick away. Nice kick. Doesn't really turn over. It'll be caught just behind midfield and a tackle right at the 50-yard line. Nice kick coverage downfield. Grady is the first guy downfield, and Zach Toole is the second. And quick contact on the return man for Conway Springs. It will be Cardinal football with 4:53 to go. So 4:53, that was a 29-second from 5:22 to 4:53. Yeah, 29-second possession. And right back with the football, it'll be the Cardinals. See if they slow things down here a little bit. They'll hand off to a sweet man going from left to right. It's going to be Logan Osner. And he'll pick up a couple of yards, taking the ball to midfield, maybe to the 49-yard line. Give him a yard, second down, 9. But the important thing now is that the clock is moving, and with 4.5 to go, it is continuing to move. The plane's going to come in from the far sideline, and Conroy Spings head coach Matt Beeler saying to it that some of the young guys are also going to get into the game, and so they'll be able to tell their grandkids that they played in a state championship game. Elijah Howard, 145-pound sophomore, going to come in. Long count. Still longer count for the quarterback. Now they're going to wait for him to start counting, and here's a handoff. The sweep will go to the outside of the young guy just in, and he'll get nothing. But the crowd's still very proud to see little 145-pound Elijah Howard come in. Tackle by Cameron Seaver for JC, and he gets him with the ankles and allows nothing. That'll bring him a third down now and long for Conway Springs. 3:50 to play. Coming in from the far sideline for Conway is going to be Isaac Winter. Now you got to bring back in some of the starting running back group. They would like to keep this drive active for a little bit longer. And again, in the backfield, you're going to get Winter, Coons, and Burnson, the original starting trio back there. Third down, 8 at the 50. Running back is going to sweep right, breaks the tackle, spins away, always going to be hit. Drops short of the line of scrimmage. A trio of defenders. You've got Carson McAfee shooting up from the defensive secondary to be the first guy to make contact. You're also going to have back there R.B. Tweed for JCN, and it will bring up a fourth down, 9 Conway Springs inside. 3 minutes to play. In the second half, we have had a couple of scores by Conway Springs, both of them in this fourth quarter. JCN getting one score back at the early part of the second. That was a little bit of a quick kick, and nobody back for the Chargers. They'll let it bounce and kind of slosh through the snow, go inside the 20 and down to the 18-yard line. A couple of Conway Springs youngsters back down there kind of fight over who's going to down the football. And the Chargers are going to have it first and 10 to their own 18-yard line. 2 minutes and 37 seconds to go. So this possession will start with 2:37 to go in the fourth. For JCN seniors out here today, Grady Noel and Cameron Seaver. Ethan Noel won. 11 seniors for this team. Connor Kearns and Calvin Manville. You got Carson McAfee out of the field. Zach Toole. Here's a snap back, and the handoff is going to go to Ethan. He'll get outside and be pulled down from behind after a gain of a couple of yards. So Zach Toole, one of the linemen. Braden Williams, offensive lineman. Elijah Huff, a senior on this team. R.B. Tweed. And, of course, can't forget Grant Furman, big lineman for JCN, big part of their season this year. Those are the 11 seniors for head coach Jeff Snyder. Of course, you've got Coach Snyder's assistants that include James Tweed and Corey Knoll. Second down, 8 Chargers at their own 20-yard line. 2 minutes to play. Handoff trying to go into the line. There's just nothing there. Stood up, trying to pick a spot in the middle and find a little room in which to run, but there's just none available in there for Connor Kearns, and Chargers are going to be looking at a third down at their own 20-yard line. Third down and about 8. Clock down to 1 minute, 40 to go, and Championship Saturday, Class 1A, 2023, here in Hayes, Kansas. And Conway Springs about to secure their first 1A state championship. Receivers sideline to sideline. And Grady's going to keep it himself. A little QB boot to the left side, stiff arms, and then he's going to be hit and spun down after picking up about 5. And it will bring up an exchange of possession of the football, and it's going to be first and 10. Conway Springs. That gets this thing spotted down. No, the Chargers haven't. It's going to be fourth down Chargers. Let me fix that. Fourth down for the Chargers. I thought that was fourth. It is fourth here. Inside 1 minute to play. And for JCN, what is going to be the plan? You throwing deep? Do you? Well, what you do is you decide. You get Coach Snyder taking a timeout. JCN's going to think about it. So shall we. Joseph, a break with only 48 seconds to go this afternoon. It is Cardinals 35, Chargers 6.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks.
Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
All right, Joseph, thank you very much. As we reach the top of the hour, it would very well maybe the final offensive play of 2023 for the Jefferson County North Chargers. They step up over the football at their own 23-yard line on a fourth down five. Four receivers to the right side and one to the left. Quarterback is going to keep it himself. Grady will run up the field, gets the first down and more. He's at the 30, 35, 36-yard line. JCN's going to keep the drive alive with 40 seconds to play in the season. What a year for JCN. You go into a season, you think you're going to be okay. You think you got some guys, you got some pieces, and the pieces begin to fall together. And you continue to drive, and you continue to work on everything in practice. And you get better each week as you go along. Here's a handoff straight ahead to Ethan Noll for a couple of yards. And then the wins start happening, and the confidence continues to grow and to build, and the fans begin to get that excitement, and the games get more and more meaningful and more important, and you start moving toward a conference championship, and then you win that, and then you move into postseason play, and you win the first one against a longtime difficult opponent with Centralia. And then you move on against another just almost insurmountable foe in Opie, a team that you've had trouble with, and they won many state championships. You win that one. Then you go to Pittsburgh and play the number one team in the state of St. Mary's, and you win that one, and you get to this title game. And here you are in Hayes, Kansas, where the season draws to a close as it does for all teams in the championship game. But today, it was the Cardinals who come out on top over Jefferson County North, the final score this afternoon. Conway Springs 35, JCN 6. And we'll be back here in Hayes, Kansas to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to your local high school football game of the week on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for our post-game show featuring the Highland Community College Drive Summary right after this.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
It's always great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls, featuring daily specials, including smothered beef tips on Friday and turkey sliders on Saturday. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with their food and drink specials. Open until midnight on Friday and Saturday. And remember, at the Elevator, there's always time for just one more.
Welcome back one more time to Hayes, Kansas, where this afternoon in the state championship game at Class 1A 2023, it was Conway Springs coming away with a 35-6 win over Jefferson County North. And the trophy is being awarded to the teams out of the field. Congratulations to Conway Springs and congratulations to JCN. What a fantastic season for this Charger group. Quick look at the statistics for the game here today. Tell you what, Conway Springs had the game they expected from Braden Coons, 316 yards on 34 carries. Nathan Burnson with 93 on 13 as rushes today, 454 rushing yards for Conway Springs. JCN held to 89 rushing yards on 24 plays. JCN led by Grady Knoll, 13 for 57. Ethan, 6 for 20. And Connor Kearns, 5 for 14. Passing, Conway Springs was 0 for 1. JCN, 2 of 11 with one interception. Again, Conway Springs will go to 11 and 2, winning the state crown in 1A for Jefferson County North. They will end the season at 11 and 2. And a runner-up spot. Again, you got to just take a hat off. The JCN team, the JCN fans, the JCN staff, administration, everybody involved, they have followed this team. They have been in their corner. They have supported them and followed them and done everything that you would hope for quality people, quality teams to do. And everybody's going to come away from this. Yeah, a little bit disappointed today, but going to look back on this with a lot of pride with what they have put together this past season. That's it. We certainly want to thank you. We want to thank all of our sponsors, everybody who's made this broadcast possible here this afternoon. I'd like to remind you that the game, of course, is brought to you by the station, its advertisers, and member high schools of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. And no rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the express written consent of Care Radio and the KSHSAA. That all said, final score again this afternoon from Hayes, Kansas, it was Conway Springs, 35, Jefferson County North, 6. And until we greet you next time, it's basketball season now. We've got Benedictine coming your way on Wednesday. We'll be on the road with them. The Ravens came today with Southwestern down in Winfield, Kansas, called off because of the inclement weather. And again, the good news is the snow has stopped right now. So there's always that. Thanks for having joined us. Until next time, for our man Joseph, producing, engineering, and doing all the stuff that he does for us all season long and continues to, Joseph, we thanks a million to you. Tom Counts with you here in Hayes, Kansas. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to your high school football game of the week on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date on your favorite high school football team and all local sports at our regional website, mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.